From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Another ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants started this morning. Brokered by Egypt, it is supposed to last for 3 days. Meanwhile, a Palestinian delegation is in Cairo for negotiations, though Israel has not yet publicly committed to joining the talks. From Gaza, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Militants in Gaza fired a series of rockets toward Israel in the last few minutes before this ceasefire was scheduled to begin. The Israeli military confirms 2 airstrikes by Israel in Gaza. Palestinian media say 2 homes were hit, but no one was hurt. Israeli ground troops have left the Gaza Strip, according to a military spokesperson. Soldiers are holding positions nearby in Israel with orders to return fire. If this ceasefire holds, negotiations may begin in Egypt. Israel says its priority is demilitarizing Gaza. Hamas has said it wants to lift restrictions on trade and travel from the Gaza Strip. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
There's been a shooting in Afghanistan at a British facility for Afghan army officers in Kabul. A man wearing an Afghan army uniform opened fire on both Afghan and NATO personnel who were there. NATO says it's investigating. It's unclear whether there are any casualties. While the water ban in Toledo, Ohio is over, there's debate on protecting Lake Erie from huge buildups of toxic algae. As Brian Bull of member station WCPN reports, the incident will likely boost efforts to curb certain chemicals in the region.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says the state is joining Indiana and Michigan in applying for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Part of the 2014 Farm Bill, it provides more than $1 billion to help curb the use of commercial fertilizers that can cause massive algae growth, if the USDA approves the application.
Better conservation practices in agriculture. We hope community conservation practices, water treatment programs, in terms of phosphorus and nitrogen runoff, all of this has to be better done.
A pending Ohio House bill also aims to limit phosphorus. One study shows Lake Erie received 44% of phosphorus runoff across the Great Lakes. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Bertha has been downgraded to a tropical storm. Dave Roberts is a hurricane specialist.
Aircraft reconnaissance has been investigating the storm earlier this morning, and it found that the winds have decreased to below hurricane strength. Currently, the maximum sustained winds are now 65 miles per hour.
Bertha is expected to pass between the U.S. East Coast and Bermuda today without threatening land. The storm is forecast to swing further into the Atlantic Ocean. This is the second day of an Africa summit in Washington, D.C., hosted by the U.S. President Obama is scheduled to address the U.S. Africa Business Forum today to discuss investment in Africa. This is NPR. Media company Gannett says it is spinning off its publishing business from its broadcasting and digital arms. Gannett's biggest publishing unit is the paper USA Today. The company also owns 46 TV stations and several online outlets. Gannett will spend $1.8 billion to become the sole owner of the online site Cars.com. The news from Gannett follows another media spinoff this week from the Tribune Company. The Tribune's publishing business includes the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times. Beginning today, excerpts of more than 30 hours of videotaped interviews with former President Richard Nixon are being released. That's ahead of Saturday's anniversary of Nixon's resignation. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the interviews had largely been forgotten until now.
The interviews were conducted by former aide Frank Gannon back in 1983.
Like him or not, whether you think that his resignation was a tragedy for the nation or that he got out of town one step ahead of the sheriff, he was a human being.
Gannon is now a writer and historian in the nation's capital. His interviews with his former boss have largely been in storage for the past 30 years. Now segments are being released by the Nixon Presidential Library and the private Richard Nixon Foundation. Nixon is seen describing getting up early on the day he left the White House to discover his watch had stopped working.
The battery had run out, worn out, at 4 o'clock the last day I was in office.
Nixon said by that time he was worn out too. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
China has dispatched thousands of troops to the southwestern part of the country following a strong earthquake this weekend. More than 400 people were killed. More than 2,000 were injured. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.